Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
In studio.
Whoop, whoop.
That's awesome. We appreciate you, Mel, being here. We appreciate all you hanging out with us. Thanks so much for joining us to the best listeners in radio. Let's get to the best newscast, or the best weather
There we
person.
Go.
Darn it, I was going to get it right one of these times. Brittany Merlot joining us right now. How you doing, Britt?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Now, other than giving you job titles that you don't need, you've got enough
well,
on your plate.
Well, she does have that already.
Well, she does. Yeah, what am I talking
about? No, she's news and weather, man. She does it all.
I was right.
You were.
Please mark
you
this down.
Right. Somebody make note.
Brittany, a little bit cloudy out there right now for today. This is kind of what you told us to expect for today and the next couple of days, really.
Yeah, it's going to be an active weather pattern here. We've got a warm front lifting through the state today, which is good news if you want better temperatures. I mean, highs today are going to climb to the upper 60s. It's going to feel fantastic. I know. I'm still going to go outside. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if the clouds are out there. I'm going to enjoy it because we do cool down tomorrow. We slide to the low 60s tomorrow, into the mid-50s on Friday, and then we'll hang out into those 60s for the weekend. But of course, the low pressure system needs to bring a cold front through this afternoon. That could spark up some showers and thunderstorms, mainly after about 1 o'clock, probably till about five or so, then those will die off. Not looking at severe weather, but of course, annoying rain. So make sure you have an umbrella nearby. You might need the sunglasses with some spots of sun are still possible. But of course, more rain does ramp up overnight tonight through early tomorrow morning. Maybe a break midday, but then the heavier rain pushes in by tomorrow afternoon and throughout our Friday morning. So if you are headed to the draft, bring a poncho. It is going to be raining Thursday night to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Then things clear out, dry out. And honestly, we have a gorgeous weekend. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. You know, the visitors that we have to the state are going to get a real Wisconsin weather experience. They're going to have.
If only we could throw snow in there, wouldn't that be hysterical?
Oh, come on, Mother Nature.
It would be a little fitting. I mean, with the end of it is football and everything. Brittany, we appreciate you. You have a great day. And thanks a lot for joining us in this new time slot here.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
We'll talk soon. Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this new time slot in the 9 a.m. hour where we will be kicking off mornings with WFHR going forward.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to this. This is going to be a little fun.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little later.
Yeah.
But you know what? We do weird around here, right? That's kind of our thing.
It's kind of our wheelhouse.
Kind of
it
our
really
wheelhouse.
And
I know, okay, I just have to throw in an audible. I know everybody's excited about the NFL draft and Okay, so but with that forecast, I absolutely have to go buy grass seed today. I need to put it down today so that it gets rained on and then it gets warm weather and then my grass is gonna grow and I'm so excited.
I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes too. I love that stuff. I think that's awesome. And a good note from you, Melissa. We appreciate you guys rolling with us and rolling with some of these changes and realignments and all that we're doing around here. We're looking forward to not only having fun with this but being able to take better care of our listeners and our guests and our sponsors and everything. We of course have Midday Magazine has turned into the Rapids Report.
The Rapids Report
that is available streaming. So starting today, you'll be able to catch it starting around 4 o'clock. We'll have our interview set up and available for streaming and download and all that at WFHR.com. That is the website you want to go to as well to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. We'll
That's
be talking
correct.
About that more a little bit later. Playmakers has officially been traded. They picked up and moved. They are now.
They didn't wait for the draft.
No. We had to get this out of the way because there are draft picks involved. So you want to get that out of the way so that WFHR can make their picks with those new draft picks.
I have no idea what you're even saying, James.
I took that way too far.
So no, I love it. I love
literal
it.
With it. I'm just a nerd about the draft. I'm excited for it. Okay. And we're excited for Playmakers to premiere today, starting at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5. Same show, just a different station.
That's right. You can tune in right over there on 105.5.
Michael Comer will be joining us. Michael and I will be having fun putting a focus on local sports, of course, our Rafters, River Kings, and we'll be, I want to try to do a mock draft with Michael and the audience. So mock draft is the rage for the last 3 or 4 months, Melissa, leading up to the draft, where everybody takes their guesses at, you know, what's going to happen.
Who's going to land where.
And everybody's wrong.
Of course.
So I thought that'd be fun. I think we'll do that today, 4 to 5 on Playmakers. Be sure to join us, everybody, over on 105.5 WIRI. All of these things going on, it gets it's understandable, but it's a nice reminder to everybody out there, not just to our crew and our staff here. I shout out our team all the time, and I know that it might get a little a little old sometimes to people. I hope not, because I'm not going to stop, because I'm really proud of this team, and I'm it's not it, you know, I could go out go ramble on and on about you and Seth and Laura and Beth and the things that you guys do already that the audience knows, but the things that you guys cover, the bases that you all do that are not really talked about on the air and everything, are the things I appreciate so very much about all of you. And one of the things that you did, Melissa, is remind us about what today is. It's you know, we get into our National Day of Calendar over on WIRI and everything. We have a lot of fun on the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. Be sure to join us for that. Today is Administrative Professionals Day.
We have the best administrative professional in the entire state, possibly the entire world.
Yeah.
Pam Hilke is the heart of our station, and we love her so much.
Wanted to shout Pam out and all administrative professionals out there.
It's a hard job, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a bit of that job, and I couldn't handle it. I was horrible. There's two things I wasn't great at radio, sales and that. Like everything that she does over there, I was horrible at it. When the old partnership of GLX and FHR split up, Pam went over to Plover to work up there a bit, and I was here. I was
where
I was,
like, Pam, come back.
Within 5 minutes. yes.
It is a very challenging, very difficult job. You're juggling a lot of plates. You're spinning a lot of plates, as you like to say. But yeah, the duties don't end.
No. In anything we do on the air here that you enjoy, it starts with her.
Yes.
And we appreciate you, Pam. Thanks so much for everything you do, and especially in weeks like this. You know what? Take a week off, Pam.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I think she should.
I know. I don't mean to throw that at you or anything, Pam, but you say, you know what?
It's a good thing she has it scheduled.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing, yeah. Happy Administrative Professionals Day to Pam and to all of our ad professionals.
Everyone's celebrating out there. Yeah. And you should. Please, celebrate your administrative professionals, because they do the hard work.
Yeah, yeah. And chances are you guys aren't different than us. It starts with them. It is also World Book Day.
Yay!
Huge fans of books and literature and reading and all that around here.
Love books.
What was the last book you read? Be honest. If you can't remember, you're not alone. A poll found a third of Americans haven't read a book in at least a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Sorry, that's not me.
63% of us would like to read more, and 66% have a collection of books at home, probably lined up on a shelf like little trophies. Because they are little trophies.
Lots of shelves in every room in my house. Except my storage room. I don't have a bookshelf in my storage room.
Especially in this day and age, we've never been more POV. We've never been more looking in each other's apartments and houses and all this with Zoom and Skype and these things.
Yeah.
So what has become more and more popular is the behind you and what you have set up. And most people go with books.
I planned for mine. I set it up purposely. I know I'm going to be on camera. So
100%. I'm 100% with you. I never thought
plants,
about it.
I got plants. I got knickknacks. I got books. Eventually, when we get our whatchamacallit going, you'll be able to see my background.
Yeah. So with that, we also, we put up, if we win awards, we usually put those in the background too and everything. I have a couple friends who have like their Emmy back there and that sort of thing. I think books are very similar to the trophies. They are a little bit of trophies because they feel so good to finish a book. It feels like it does. Let's take a call real quick.
I think we lost him. Call back.
Call back. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you.
They're calling in to tell you what book they just finished.
Oh, I'd love that.
I can tell you what one I just finished. All I did on Sunday was read a book, pretty much. I think I did laundry too, but I spent the day reading a Jude Devereaux book called Legacy. And now I remember why I read Jude Devereaux in high school versus why I would choose to read it now. It's fluff. It's romance. Yeah. It's decent. The story was entertaining. There was time travel. Wild West. It was fun.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah. I expect movies and TV shows to not always age that well. I remember I was a huge fan of the TV show Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Big, big fan. Go back and watch one episode, made it like 5 minutes in. I'm like, I can't do this. You're like,
whoa, that's a plot hole. Yeah, why did that happen?
It's weird when books do that.
It is.
It is a little bit. It is, for some reason, you're like,
that was out of left field.
Yeah.
And why did you... Okay, well, keep going. Keep maybe this will make sense.
Maybe I missed something. Yeah, 63% of us would like to read more, and 66% have a collection of books at home, probably lined up on the shelf.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So, looking at the top five excuses for not reading as much as we'd like are...
time.
Yes, I don't have time enough because of our life activities. 43% of people agreed with that
one. I couldn't see the screen.
And she couldn't even see the screen, everybody. That's it. You're already one for one. The second one, quote, I prefer other formats of entertainment. 32%, like TV, video games, TikTok. And I have no issue with that if you own it.
Sure.
I would much rather that than the person that lies to you and says, oh, I love reading. Reading is great. And then they're looking around to make sure somebody heard them say that. Like, just be honest with yourself. Yeah.
And if people. That's the form of entertainment you prefer, go for it.
Yeah. Then another one, I don't have enough time to because of work. 25% of people with that one.
How is that different than the first, I don't have time?
I feel like that. Yeah. I feel like they just wanted to round out to five. They had like three or four. Yeah. They're like, we got to get five here. I don't have enough time because of my kids. there's another one. Same thing as the top one. And and this last one, I have trouble focusing while reading. 22% with that one.
Yeah.
That has been a struggle I've dealt with my whole life, with dyslexia and honestly with the attention span I have.
Yeah.
Where I have one of those ones that most people out there can relate to. So that I can relate to that one.
Just going to throw out there, because I know that this can be controversial sometimes, that audiobooks are books you're reading. If you're, an audiobook is still a book. So listen or read, whatever works for you.
It is so funny. I love these kind of more controversial ones that aren't really, they don't really add up to anything. And there's no real set answer. I love
these. Some people get fired up about
it. You're so right. Yeah. I love it. Well, let's go ahead and see. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, I thought I'd get Pam. But anyway, what time do they put the birthday reports on this morning? I turn the radio on every morning at 8 o'clock, and I must have missed them this morning.
Nope. We just moved it. We moved it an hour, so now it's coming up at 9:20 every day, Monday through Friday.
So you didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it. We'll be here at 9:20 with that.
9:20. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Thank you for caring. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys literally are the best listeners in radio.
Absolutely.
You just adapt to everything so well. We appreciate that.
And this is the first day we've changed it. So she's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People who read were asked to name their favorite types of books. The one category that won by a mile was thrillers. Crime or mystery was also in there.
I really like listening to those. Mm. I do, especially if I'm driving, I'll be listening to a thriller or a mystery.
Biographies were also up there, along with historical nonfiction.
I like historical nonfiction or historical romance. Both are good.
Yeah. Does it count if I'm currently reading my daughter's book?
Of course, okay, it's a book.
I would hope so. I would hope so. I just didn't know.
Is it a book, James?
It is a book.
All right.
I Never Danced by B.A. McGray.
There you go.
Find it wherever you get books. So, real quick, I did want to mention that there is a tie-in with both of these, Administrative Day and Book Reading Day, because whether it's our administrative professionals, we don't always think to remember to thank them or appreciate them. We don't always make the time to read. We don't always have time in life for a lot of these kind of things.
For whatever reason it is. Work, kids, life.
Yep. Our staff can relate.
Yes.
To note these things, I think, is a big first step or a big move towards being able to do them more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whether you want to read more, be more appreciative to people, just taking the note of it.
And I'm just going to have to shout out, too, because they didn't mention it. They mentioned some other genres, sci-fi books. Love sci-fi books. Love fantasy books.
Yeah.
I kind of just love all books. I love books.
Yeah.
Did I mention I like books, James?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
I'm glad we got that in there. I'm with you. I don't know if I have a favorite genre, and I can't think of a genre necessarily that if I'm in the mood, I wouldn't want to read.
I won't read horror.
Well, nope. You got me there. Yeah. Well, I'll say this, though. For some reason, when I'm reading like certain, the only horror author I've ever read is Stephen King. And when with him, like he is so much of a different writer with horror.
Yeah.
But I'm with you most of the time.
I've read his fantasy. I've never read any of his horror. But in a book, you can skip it. Unlike, it's right. A little different in the movies. I can watch it if the sound is off
movie. Yeah. You can make up your own dialogue.
Yep.
We will come back with our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
It's a celebration.
Gotta have the deep voice.
I'm sorry, I don't know if that's came out of left field for me.
I also looked at her when I said it, so that was probably disturbing too. We have our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club time. We appreciate our great friends over there. Go treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. They had a really wonderful weekend. They've been back at it the last couple of days doing their thing, and we encourage you to head on over there and find out more about that and that great menu and the great things that they're offering over at El Cafe.
Absolutely. Delicious food.
Buy local. Support those that support this community and this station. We appreciate them over there.
And make your belly happy.
And you try that Death by Chocolate. You got to let me know how it is, everybody. I'm dying to try it.
He's dying to try it.
Get on over there.
One of these days, I'm going to bring you a piece of that pie. Mm. So you can stop saying that joke.
Yeah, yeah. I will not until I do have it.
All right.
That's the challenge accepted. The whole goal here. Just putting everybody through this so I can get pie.
Somebody bring him that pie.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com is how you can email us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And you can use the Civic Media app and call on up.
That's right. The number is 715-424-2600 if you don't have the app yet. If you do, it's just a touch or two away. And if you would like to learn how to use the app or have an easy way to install it, I wrote an article about it, how to use the Civic Media app.
Nicely done. Yeah. Be sure to sign on up, everybody. Give us a call. We love talking with you and love when you deliver your birthdays or anniversaries live on the air.
Absolutely. Those are the best.
We've done our homework on this one, and nobody's doing this in this area. Mm. And we're really proud of that. We're proud to be able to bring this to you still.
The plus side of you calling up and delivering that birthday and anniversary is James can't slaughter the name.
I can't mess it up. I can't. It's impossible. Even I can't mess that up.
Sorry, James.
No, it's true. It's so true. We look at our list today, and they're both, thankfully, very easy names to say. But first, before we get to our first, our names here, and Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. And we can first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Sarah Lewick.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
She is Pam's, the wife of Pam's nephew and lives in Oregon, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hello, Sarah, and wishing you a good morning and a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Joel Kernick.
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Joel.
Joel's great. Wishing you a good one, Joel.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, sir. We also wish a very happy birthday to Al Sims.
Happy birthday, Al.
I hope it's a good one for you, Al. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, celebrating her birthday, Wendy Collins.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Enjoy the day, Wendy. We're wishing you the best of days.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at who our local celebrities are celebrating their birthday with. Jamie King is 46. Goldie and Wendy in the Sin City movies. Most recently was in the Netflix movie Black Summer. A good character actor. She's done some good work.
I have never seen her.
Another good character actor and also done some other stuff. Cal Penn is 48. White House Press Secretary Seth in Designated Survivor. He was on House. He was, of course, in the Harold and Kumar movies.
I love him.
He's good.
I didn't know his name.
He also worked with the Obama administration a little bit, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
John Oliver is 48. Tonight, of course, host and main writer got his start on The Daily Show many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. Last Week Tonight is, I think, some of the best reporting going on in TV. It's incredible work that he does.
It's incredible work and his delivery. His team. Well, of course, because it's not just him. But it's his delivery that really clinches it for me. I appreciate the way he does it.
Yeah, He's got the comedic timing and the dry delivery.
that British humor.
You need so much for not only in today's audiences and today's medium, but what he's been able to do with that show is such a great expansion of The Daily Show and really holding accountability to the powers that be.
Yeah.
And doing that for some that may not realize it, don't listen to the shows and just see, you know, talking points or whatever here and there. Whether it's Last Week Tonight or The Daily Show, I've watched almost every episode of these shows, and they walk the line. They are not a D or an R show. They are they hold accountability to powers that be,
right? Which is what journalism is supposed to do.
Exactly.
And they're doing it, and they're pushing the boundaries of what they're trying to rein people in. We need free information.
It shouldn't, I don't think that it should be surprising to people out there that where we have gone with things, that some of the greatest journalism being done, some of the most important journalism being done is by comedians. Yeah, it's in one part of it, it is a shame in some ways. And on the other side of it, I'm thankful.
Right.
Because I almost don't know if there's anybody better to cover it nowadays than some of these individuals.
Well, because if we don't laugh, we might cry.
Yeah, exactly. John Cena is 48. He had a big weekend. I believe he just won the WWE title again.
I think that's what I heard this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's the same age as John Oliver.
Yeah, that's wild to think of. John, he recently came out and said that he got a hair, John Cena got a hair transplant because he was taking so much heat from fans about balding and everything. So he got a hair transplant. But now he's a heel. So a heel in wrestling, you're a bad guy. You're a villain. He's always been a good guy. Oh. But now he's come back and he's a bad guy. He's John Cena. He's the bad guy now.
Okay.
But so why'd you get the hair? Like, you should have just roll with it. Right. Get the hair after you, when you become the baby face again and you're likable. Then you get the hair. Like, he should have leaned into it. He got it too early.
I really don't understand wrestling.
All of this said, I think John Cena is a fine actor. I think he does a nice job acting. He is apparently, from what I've heard with people that have worked with him, really giving of his time and puts up with a lot of things from people that, you know, wrestlers have to do and stuff, but is still professional. And more importantly than anything he has accomplished, including I think 17-time world champion, he is the number one wish granter of all time with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Awesome.
By far and away he is the leader in this one. Kids ask for him and he shows up. He had a Make-A-Wish, if I have this right, the last time he was in WrestleMania, had a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing that made him late to WrestleMania, and he didn't care. Like, that's pretty cool. You know, well, whether you like him or not, I think that's pretty cool about him. George Lopez is 64, fantastic stand-up comedian actor and writer. Valerie Bertinelli is of 65. Wolfgang and Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife and Wolfgang's mom, but just as importantly, Melanie and Hot in Cleveland. She was Gloria in Touched by an Angel, and of course, One Day at a Time, and so many great 80s shows. let's see, Michael Moore is 71, fantastic director and writer, bowling and documentary, Bowling for Columbine, Fahrenheit 9/11, so many great ones that he's been a part of. Lee Majors is 86, Steve Austin on The $6 Million Man, he's a good one.
Now I recognize him. I gotta see some. I gotta see these faces sometimes. I don't always know the names.
I hear you. A great jaw, great jaw from Lee Majors.
Yeah, it's amazing jaw.
Alan Oppenheimer is 95, the voice of Skeletor in the old He-Man shows. He briefly played Dr. Rudy in The $6 Million Man as well, so we had a connection there. Then some people no longer with us, like the first the first great child actor, Shirley Temple Black. Born in 1928, passed away in 2014. After her showbiz career, she became very active in politics, and from the early 70s through the 90s, Shirley held various positions in several presidential administrations.
Yep.
She was a representative of the United Nations and an ambassador for Ghana and so many amazing things. And from what I understand, she was one of those people that if a child actor reached out, she was going to help. She was going to do what she could. Really gets lost in the shuffle incredible actor.
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Like, watch her work. Watch her work with professionals and all these things, her dancing, her acting. It gets a little lost in the shuffle, I think, with her career and for generations like ours and again to see her. But she was great.
She was fantastic.
Easily, to this day, still one of the top five child actors I've ever seen. And I think you could say of all time. And that's saying something, considering she hasn't worked as she didn't work as a child actress for decades. And she's still in the top five.
Yeah. I adore those Shirley Temple movies. Little Princess, Heidi, Curly Top, The Little Colonel, Bright Eyes.
Curly Top. I forget, my sister loved that one.
So many good ones. I need to go back and watch those.
And some people no longer with continues with Roy Orbison, born on this day in 1936. I've mentioned this many times. I feel like if a ghost could sing, it would sound like Roy Orbison. Just such a beautiful but haunting voice at the same time. He's a wonderful singer. Such an original singer, too. If you even, I don't know Roy Orbison's whole playlist, but I hear a song and it's him singing it. I know it's Roy Orbison. You know the voice right away. And William Shakespeare. Old Billy Shakes, born on this day in 1564, that's what we used to call him, passed away in 1616. Part of why it is also Talk Like Shakespeare Day. And certainly one of the more interesting individuals in human history. When you talk about, was there one Shakespeare? Was it multiple people that went by this? Was his writings all of his own?
Right. Or did he have a team of writers?
So many of these things. All that said, unless you got a time machine, none of us are going to figure this out necessarily, probably right now. But one thing we do know is his work is eternal. It has just continued to be a benchmark as an actor. Like, you want to be considered a good actor, have you done any Shakespeare? Because you've got to have at least one Shakespeare play under your belt to be considered legit in this business. His work is still being remade. Right now on Broadway, Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are doing
Hamlet?
Yeah, Hamlet, I think. And it's a reimagined version of it and everything. And it's selling out like crazy. Like,
oh, I bet. Especially with those two in it. And wouldn't these be the original like drag performers as well?
Yes. Yeah,
because absolutely. They weren't allowing women on stage at that point in time, so the men all played women.
Yeah. Which is, I'm sorry, a great note, but I also can't help the idea of all these guys back then standing there in their dresses and everything and telling women, like, you can't be on stage. Only men can be on stage. Now, can you help me with this garter? I have no idea what I'm doing here with this garter or anything.
How do I do up these buttons on my boots?
I can't imagine, like, I literally can't imagine what it's like to be a woman anytime in any era. But back then, man, like, it just had to, like, what was the purpose of this, the reason? Just let him on stage, for God's sake. William Shakespeare, the work is eternal. I think that's kind of cool. That's I don't know many things that are like that. One more time, wishing a happy birthday anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Get there today, everybody.
Pie.
Yes, get on over there and have some free pie if it's your birthday. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get to a news, sports, and partner break. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning shows at WFHR. Shows? I
don't know. Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, this hump day. With this later start time and everything, we've got things happening a little bit different around here.
A little bit.
Melissa's got to take off for the next hour because she's got work to do.
Well, I double booked myself and before we made this change. So thankfully, Laura's going to step in for me.
We're looking forward to that. Laura will be hanging out with us in a little bit. She'll take us through the 10 o'clock hour.
Thank you, Laura.
We'll get into that in a little bit, but as long as we got Melissa with us here, I did want to remind everybody our WFHR newsletter is hard at work, and we got a new edition ready for you tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be ready tomorrow.
Oh, that was good.
We have an awesome team working behind the scenes on this, and everybody is, I love all of our efforts that we have. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Chuck. Everybody that is contributing, and I might have a new one in the background that I can't talk about yet, but we've been chatting.
That's exciting. Yes. We're looking forward to that, and really looking forward.
It just keeps growing and growing, and that is so wonderful, and it's because of our listeners and our readers and people signing up, and every time that they open open and click. Civic sees those clicks, and they're happy about it. So thank you.
Really do appreciate y'all out there doing that and keeping up with all of this that's going on here. We do appreciate you.
Rolling with the changes.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Mm-hmm. Everyone is crazy about protein these days, Melissa. Food social media is filled with tips and tricks on how to pack your diet with protein. Some of them are legit, but this is a little crazy. People are snacking. The newest snack craze, apparently, with a lot of people. Snacking on wedges of Parmesan cheese. That's
it. Why is that crazy?
Yeah, that's the article saying that, not me. Parmesan Reggiano is known to be a high-protein cheese with more than 10 grams of protein per ounce. In one TikTok, a woman is sitting in her car unwrapping a full wedge of Parmesan, and the caption says, "I'm over protein bars, switching to full blocks of Parmesan." And she just takes a big bite of it. Experts say the Parmesan is a solid protein source, but it's not great for binge snacking because of its higher fat and sodium levels.
Yeah.
If you add to your diet, they suggest pairing it with fiber-rich foods for balance.
Original Parmesan that I grew up with as a kid was, you know, the Parmesan that comes in the shaker that you add on top of your spaghetti. Okay, so I would love to do a spoof skit of this where you're sitting in your car and you take off the lid of your shaker and you just open your mouth and dump it.
Yes.
I want to do that.
We're seeing the
but not
same
in my car.
Here.
Not in my car.
So I want that. I want that. I want to like drive up to a stop sign and see somebody
and
doing
that.
Or I drive up to the stop sign and they just got this big wedge of cheese. Just just a big old wedge. It's gnawing on. My dad used to, for years, chocolate bar. He loved candy, loves chocolate. And instead of buying a chocolate bar, he thought, oh, I could save money. And I'm just going to buy that, the big block of chocolate that you could buy for cooking and stuff.
Oh, baker's chocolate?
Yeah, and he just gnaw on that and everything.
Did he enjoy it? Because there's really no sugar in the baker's chocolate.
I have no idea. But I know that, you know, this kind of thing has been around for a while as far as, just taking something that isn't necessarily in snack size and devouring it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I'm a big fan, actually, of life hacks, and I think they're interesting. But I feel like the best life hacks happen on accident.
Mm-hmm.
That you come across something and find that it works.
Yeah.
I don't blame people for trying to find shortcuts in a lot of these things. But man, when it comes to your health,
different options.
Yes,
you know, that's good. And if you if you did this in moderation, mm-hmm. it would be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because it is a higher amount of protein, but in the proper amounts, people. But I'm a big proponent of aged white cheese, Parmesan. I mean, those have lower lactose, so I can actually eat them. And I do that, James. I open the block and I just take a bite. Because
right on.
If you're going to eat cheese, I'm going to make it worth it.
Yes. No.
And those types of cheeses, they're more expensive.
yeah.
But if they're worthwhile, then enjoying just on their own. Don't eat the whole block, but...
You put a dent in it. Yeah.
You cut off a few slices and enjoy them.
That might not be the health hack for you. I know that they are a big one, and health tips are big for people. And the most popular health tips are easy ones.
Yes.
This may be that for you. If intermittent fasting feels too extreme, a new study found that just skipping carbs for one day a week might help you lose weight and burn more fat.
There you go.
Fasting works by forcing your body to tap into stored fat. And the study found that going carb-free for a full day, no bread, no pasta, may have a similar effect, even if you eat the same number of calories. Our bodies burn carbs first, since they're easier to digest. But when you eat them constantly, your body leans on them for energy instead of burning fat.
Oh.
Giving your system a carb-free day breaks that cycle. Even one day a week helped. And doing it more often, like every few days, might even help more.
Wow, I actually really like this idea.
You can find the complete article for this at bbc.com. I this is not my wheelhouse. The opposite of my wheelhouse. I have no idea what I'm talking about with any of this, really.
Because you need to eat more carbs, James.
Yeah, yeah. but it does sound like a doable way of doing this.
It does, and it's not, you know, like you can do anything for one day, right? I mean, almost.
Yeah.
Within reason. There's pretty much nothing you can't do for just a day, as far as like eating goes. So, cutting out carbs for a day, I could absolutely do that.
This is such a wonderful to see evolution of 80s dieting when I was a kid and seeing, hey, you got to starve yourself.
I'm on the cabbage diet this week.
Don't eat for a week, but all you get is water and saltines.
Intermittent fasting thing. Okay, I dated a guy for a while that was doing that. He was an absolute bear.
Yeah, I've been on the other end of that with a woman, yes.
When he wasn't eating. And I don't know if that's worth it.
Yeah.
To be crabby all the time because you only get to eat once a day.
That's a balance you got to figure out as a person, you know?
No, thank you.
Because you're so right about this.
And if I don't eat, you don't want to be around me. I don't want to be around me.
Hangry is a real thing.
It is.
It is a real thing.
It is.
So when I get that way, I don't even know it, though. I don't even pick up on it. I don't even realize it until I usually eat something. And then I'm like, oh, God, I've been a jerk the last hour. And I feel better. And so I spend the next hour brushing my teeth and apologizing to everybody in my life.
James, I think we need to set up a reminder on your phone to go off every certain number of hours to remind you to eat.
Yeah, I need help.
we love you anyway.
Not just this. Okay, sharing time. Okay. And this is a safe place, right?
Right.
We're going to keep this between each other, all of us. We'll just keep
this
between.
We got this.
The last week, not the last week, but I'd say last 4 or 5 days, whatever it's been, I've been dealing with a leaky tire, my front right tire.
Oh, that's the worst.
Tire.
I hate that.
So my dad and I have been filling up the tire. My lighter thing doesn't work.
Okay.
So the air pump that we were using isn't working, so my dad has to pull up right beside me.
so I can plug into his air lighter. And
we've been going through this since the weekend, almost every day. I got an appointment Friday to get my Jeep looked at and stuff. Got to look at the alignment and some things. Mm-hmm. So just a day or two away from this. But it took me until yesterday where I'm running around like crazy trying to get all these things done, including fill up my tire, where I go around my Jeep, and I pass a spare tire that is attached to the back of my Jeep. And almost every Jeep in the world, and it has been there since almost the dawn of Jeeps. It is not for decoration. It is to be used if you have a flat tire.
Oh, God, that's the purpose.
Just let that sit there. Let that. Yeah.
Poor James. I feel for you, though. I've way too much going on right now. And I've had that happen too, though, where I had to fill up a tire every time it got low. But honestly, I was just filling it. Yeah. I didn't put the spare on. I just would fill it.
I've changed like 90 tires in my life. I know how to change
a tire.
You
know how to change a tire.
I know what I'm doing and all this. And I didn't even think about it until yesterday. I'm walking past and I'm just staring at it.
Like, dude, I got an extra tire right here. What the heck am I doing?
And then there's the thing where, like, what do I tell my father? Because my dad is one of the more calm, cool, collected people I've ever known in my life. But man, if you irritate him, it's like, oh, God.
I hope he would laugh.
He smiled at it. He did.
Yeah, okay, good.
It's one of those things where there's enough other rough stuff going on where this was light.
Yeah.
This was actually a light thing to
happen. Could be a light moment for you.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour of the new hour of morning shows here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Mel with us for one more segment before she got to run off and do her thing. Wanted to get into this one, and I think it's a fun one that we can have here. A chef posted a video where he shares his favorite cooking hacks from a lifetime in the restaurant industry, and kind of piggybacking off of our last segment and some of the life hacks and diet hacks we were talking about. I thought this would be a nice one. So this video that he has out there has over 13 million views on YouTube, and it's only racking up more and more. That was just last I checked this weekend. I'm sure it's up by more than there.
Oh, probably.
And here are some of the best tips that he had. If you wash your produce with vinegar, it'll last longer. I've never heard that one. He says the best mix is three parts water, one part vinegar, and then let them sit for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Huh. I wouldn't have thought. I like that he added the three parts there, because just vinegar, I don't know if I'm trying that one, to be honest, but yeah.
Well, vinegar is one of the best household cleaning options you have. You can use it as a fabric softener in your laundry. You can clean pretty much anything in your home with it. It's great for cleaning windows.
Stains on concrete, I never thought I'd be able to get out. Vinegar has gotten out. I'm blown away by that. Yeah. Before adding fresh herbs to a dish, give them a strong squeeze beforehand.
Yep.
This, quote, bruising releases twice as much flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my Nana used to call this punching them.
Punch those herbs.
Give them a punch. Give them a punch.
Nice. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's a great one, though. I haven't heard that in ages, and I think that's probably maybe lost on some.
Mm-hmm. It could be, yeah, because even, I mean, if you chop them up, that does kind of bruise the edges. Or you can just tear them with your hands, which does the same thing.
It's kind of cool when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I find all that stuff very interesting.
More flavor.
Yes. Use a potato masher to break up all those big chunks of your ground beef. It works a lot better than a spoon or a fork.
Mm-hmm. Aaron had an actual, like, hamburger thing. It's just like a cross on the end of a stick.
Hmm.
I mean, obviously it's a utensil and it's plastic, but it was like specifically for that. I'm like, this is so cool. Huh. But yeah, potato masher would work too.
Interesting. Yeah. My mom and dad, for Easter made pork tenderloin, breaded pork tenderloin and stuff. And,
yum.
I didn't know.
Why didn't you invite me?
I should have. I didn't know that they were doing this. Right. I forgot that they were doing this. So I walk into the kitchen the other day and my dad's just slamming this like with a hammer and everything. And I didn't know what he was doing at first. So I just looked over. And I wasn't like sidetracked, or it didn't throw me off, Melissa. Like in our house, this was not that shocking to me, even though it's been quite a while. He also encourages, much like Salt Bae, you need to add seasoning from high above. This provides an even seasoning to the largest surface area of meat. So the whole viral thing, the guy that went to the Salt Bae guy or whatever, and he was adding the salt, but he was doing it all like kind of fancy-ish or whatever. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about again, because I did not see the video. I just know the reference because it was so popular. But essentially what it is this guy throwing salt from higher above, where people, I think, more consistently add it really close to the pot.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
He's the way this chef is talking about is essentially doing it a little bit higher, not necessarily getting on a chair from the ceiling and dropping it down, but it does spread out a little bit more.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, think about sprinkling salt on your sidewalk. If you do it close, you're going to have it all in one area. If you do it from higher above, it scatters.
I haven't done a lot of this, but when I was little and I first moved out here, I helped some people on a farm, and one of the things they had me do was putting seeds out, and it feels a little like that, where you're kind of doing that kind of thing, just with your food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put soft cheese like mozzarella or Gouda in the freezer for 15 to 30 minutes before grating them.
Oh.
And Viola, easy cheese crumbles.
Voila.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that. Mm-hmm. Huh, I like that.
That's a good idea.
God, do I love mozzarella. Oh, I love mozzarella.
You just got sidetracked by the thought of mozzarella.
If you want to make fluffier biscuits, use bigger chunks of butter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
More butter makes it better.
I want to start making more of my own breads. Mm. Muffins, bread itself, banana bread, all that stuff. Okay. I want to start doing more of that. So that's a good note.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, from this chef. Thank you, chef. If you make soup and it's too watery, throw some breadcrumbs in there. It'll help thicken it up.
Oh, yep.
The breadcrumbs will probably... Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had that, but I don't eat a lot of soup. I know my dad has complained about that before. I got to throw that. I wonder if crackers would work too, if they soak up a little bit of that.
Well, and then crackers would also add a little bit of salt.
Mm. Yeah, Yeah, well, those are good tips. Mm-hmm. Those are good tips. Yeah. And of course, we always love your tips. You got any cooking hacks you want to share with us, everybody? Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, and if you want to send them on over to Beth Habegger, she can include them in the Kitchen's Open.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing those, everybody. So, interesting survey that went out to wrap up our hour here. In a new survey, 95% of people say that they try to delete unnecessary files to keep their devices functioning, but only 10% feel confident doing it, and 33% feel overwhelmed, anxious, and stressed.
Well, because you never know if there's one you delete that you needed mm-hmm. for your computer to function.
Cleaning up your devices is even less popular than chores around the house, and here are some other stats along with that. 59% of people would rather wash dishes than face their digital files.
Agreed. 100%.
23% would rather get their annual physical, and 21% would rather go to the dentist than deal with their digital clutter.
Well, the dentist is no problem for me. I love my dentist. Mm.
That's
thank you, Sparta Dental.
That is a little out there for me. That's a little surprising. 17% would rather eat liver and onions than delete old emails. Oh God, does that take me back?
No, I'll delete emails.
My the only person I've ever known in my life that loved liver and onions was my papa, and my nana made it for him once a year, and that man, just the whole house would smell like it.
See, that's the thing. When I worked at the Teepee Supper Club in Toma, they would have a liver and onions night, and I couldn't.
I know I've seen it before, but as far as memory goes, I don't have a lot of memories of people literally smiling while they're eating, except for my papa and his liver and onions in the. How much he would love driving my sister crazy with the smell or change. That was, oh, yeah.
You know what? And for those that love it, great. Good on you. Mm-hmm. I applaud your love of that food because I love foods that other people think are gross. So it's all good.
The average American says that they delete unneeded stored photos about as often as they clean out their junk drawer, which is once or twice per year.
Never.
So many darn photos on my phone that I don't need.
But I like all my photos on my phone.
I do, too. I just know that there's a lot of extras.
I'm running out of space. And I don't want to pay for it.
I don't blame you. And, of course, there are two big forces working against us, fear of deleting something we might want later and procrastination.
Yep. Facts.
Guilty on both accounts.
Yep.
The two biggest motivators for getting rid of digital junk may be being forced to buy more storage space in a cloud, and you don't want to do
it. That's me.
Uh-huh. And something draining your battery life. That's another one that the storage, you know, we open something, you don't close it or something like that.
Okay.
Or some of these files stay active on your phone or your computer or your laptop or something like that and slow it down.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest one that pulls me in. I would love to say that I part of it is my OCD and just wanting things to be in a certain order and you know, lined up right and everything, but it's also just a matter of the performance of my laptop or my phone. I see it slowing down. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I've got to go back and
do something,
go into the archives and go back to 2023 where I got all these photos of my fur brother Sammy that I probably don't need, and,
all my vacation photos from Hawaii, but I love them.
Before we go to break, one real quick reminder to everybody out there, as we get closer and closer to May, our city has adopted No Mow May again.
Yeah, you don't even need a sign this year, but you can get one if you want one.
The city also designated some spots on the city's property to leave unmowed. If you're curious about this and would like to know more, encourage you to check out wirapids.org. Get on over there. It's a great website to keep up to date on all the things going on in our community. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And looking forward to seeing all these lawns growing and everything around town. I love it.
Doesn't mean you need to just let them grow like crazy and not mow them. You can do a slow mow where you let it get a little bit longer and you know set your deck high and anything to help the pollinators.
On one side of my parents' house, they got some Kentucky bluegrass that gets pretty darn thick. So over there, that's what we'll do. We'll just take it down a notch.
Raise your deck on your lawnmower. Knock off the tops. It actually helps your grass stay drought resistant.
Exactly. This is actually really healthy for your lawn to do, along with our pollinators and everything. No Mow May coming up, everybody. Melissa, I hope the rest of your day goes well and the rest of your week. Now, Melissa's not going to be with us as much going forward.
Getting ready for the show.
So
I'll be back in May.
Break a leg, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Laura and I will be talking about the show coming up next hour, everybody. We'll talk soon, Mel.
All right.
You have a good day out there, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE.